The Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos with the Ani and the Asher, the Hutzah Nachnasa, the Akira Nanocha, did not seem to require Makom Dalet al Dalet. And the object is being placed into the hand of the Ani or the Asher. Omar Rabba on Daf Dalet, Hamani Rabbi Akivahi. Who's the author that doesn't require Dalet al Dalet? That's Rabbi Akiva. The Omar Lo Be'inon, Makom Dalet al Dalet. Where do we see that Rabbi Akiva relieves the requirement of Dalet al Dalet as far as Hanukkah is concerned? And the Gemara says a little bit later on, Rabbi Akiva Sovar Amrinan Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya. So it means that you throw it from Rosh Hashayachin to Rosh Hashayachin and there's Rosh Hashayachin in the middle. And according to Rabbi Akiva, even though you began with a Rishus HaYochid, you ended with Rishus HaYochid, where's the Hotzah? And the answer is, Kluta Kamisha Unchadami, Rashi explains, hold the Niklat Ba'avira Shel Rishus HaRabim. It's already considered located in the airspace of Rishus HaRabim. Notice, it wasn't Nach on the Karka of Rishus HaRabim, it was going through the airspace. Is Kamisha Huncha B'tochahu? Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's as if it was placed down and it rested in the Rishus HaRabim. Afa Gavdalo Nach, even though physically it never rested in Rishus HaRabim, it went through the Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaYochid. So it seems from the Gemara that Kluta Kamisha Unchadami is considered as a Maisa Hanocha. It has all the dinim of Hanocha. He's chayev for taking the object from Rishus HaYochid and carrying it into, throwing it into Rishus HaRabim, and it has the dinim of Hanocha, even though it's not Al Gabi Karka, it's Kluta, but nevertheless is considered Munach, but it's not Munach on a Dalet al Dalet. And therefore the Gemara thinks that although there's a Klitas Rishus HaRabim as far as Hanukkah is concerned, but not on a specific place that's a Dalet al Dalet, and therefore the Gemara proves that Rabbi Akiva doesn't require Hanukkah al Gabi Makom Dalet al Dalet. And this is the way the Achronim seem to learn the Gemara. You can take a look in the Totzos Chaim of Rabbi Chaim Menachem Zemba, you can take a look in the Avnei Nezer of the Sokachova. In other words, it means that it's kimunach bi'avir, but lamaila. It's not considered munach al gabi karka on the aretz to make it into a makom dalet al dalet. However, it would seem that what the Gemara is saying here about Rabbi Akiva's sheet of kluta kamisha uncha is more than just a proof, but rather the Gemara is not limited to the question of dalet al dalet. The Gemara is going touching on a much more fundamental principle that underlies Rabbi Akiva's sheet of Kluta, and that is that Rabbi Akiva does not require any makom for Hanocha. He doesn't require a Maisa Hanocha in a specific place in order to achieve and complete the Melechus Hotzah. It's enough that the object is kolut in the Rishus HaRabim. And that itself is enough to engender the Chiyuv as if it was Munach on the Rishus HaRabim. But there never was an essential Maisa Hanocha because Rabbi Akiva doesn't require a Hanocha. And that's the unique sheet of Rabbi Akiva, and what we derive from Rabbi Akiva is that Mimele you don't need a Hanocha on a Makom Dalet al Dalet because according to Rabbi Akiva you don't need a Hanocha at all. It would seem the simple pshat in Rabbi Akiva, straightforward, would be that Rabbi Akiva doesn't require Hanocha. The Klut Kamisha Unchadami means that once it's kolin in the Rishus, it has all the machayvim, anything that you need in order to engender a chiv hotzah is there, even though there is no Hanocha. Not that Rabbi Akiva has Hanocha, but he doesn't require a Hanocha. So the Chakiris HaChronim, is it Kimunach al Haaretz Dami, and therefore it might be Makom Dalet al Dalet, all that doesn't really begin in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is saying something so much more far-reaching and fundamentally doesn't require a Maisa Hanocha, and therefore for sure he doesn't require Hanocha al Gabi Makom Dalet al Dalet. The requirement of Hanocha al Gabi Dalet al Dalet is a din in defining the Maisa Hanocha was considered the way we put it down. We put it down in a Makom Talad al Dalid. We've discussed in the past Rabbi Akiva, excuse me, Rabbi Natam, who says that that's the Darko Bekach. Those are all ways of analyzing and defining a Maisa Hanocha. Rabbi Akiva doesn't require a Maisa Hanocha at all. And therefore, for sure, he doesn't require Hanocha al Gabi Makom Talad al Dalid. The requirement of Hanocha al Gabi Dalid al Dalid is required within the context of a Maisa Hanocha. If you presuppose a Maisa Hanocha as a requirement essential to Melech Sotzah, then you talk about Dalid al Dalid. What kind of Maisa Hanocha did you do? Where was the Chefetz put down? But all these definitions of Tzuras Hanocha, or the way it should be Munach, that's only if your premise is that you require Maisa Hanocha. If Rabbi Akiva doesn't require Maisa Hanocha at all, then why should we even discuss these details in the Tzuras Maisa Hanocha, whether it's Dalet al Dalet, it's not Dalet al Dalet. So therefore, we would submit the following conclusion, that in this Salkadaitach, in this Havamin of the Gemara, when the Gemara postulates that Rabbi Akiva argues with the requirement of, and rejects the requirement of Dalet al Dalet, in this Havamin, at this point in the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva is arguing on the very basic din of a Maisa Hanocha. All you need is that the object was removed from a Rishus HaYochid and it entered into the Rishus HaRabim. That itself is considered a Kiyum of Otsah, as if there was Akira Hanocha, even though there was never a Maisa Hanocha at all. And perhaps we can prove this if we analyze the sugya a little bit weiter here on Daf Heyam and Beis. The Gemara rejects the interdependence of our Mishnah on Rabbi Akiva Dilma, because perhaps Hanocha hu delo boy ha Akira boy. Even Rabbi Akiva, although he does away with the requirement of a dalet al dalet in Hanocha, nevertheless, perhaps he would still insist on an Akira mimakom dalet al dalet. And in our Mishnah, we don't have such a thing, because until the Gemara establishes that Yadu Shaladim Chashuv Lo Kedalet Al Dalet, the Yad is less than Dalet Al Dalet. The Balabayas was Oker Miyadu Shal Ani, the Ani was Oker Miyadu Shal Balabayas, and he's Chayef. It must be that our Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. All Rabbi Akiva said or did was, he alleviated the requirement of Hanocha, but what does that have to do with Akira? And therefore, based on that analysis, the Gemara quotes from Yosef, Hamani Rebihi, that on the contrary, the one who does away with both Hanocha b'makom dalet al dalet and the requirement of Akira b'makom dalet al dalet is Rebbe. He's the author of that Mishnah. And what is the price of Rebbe? Zorak v'noch al gabi ziz, kolshu, Rebbe Mechayev. The Hanocha was on his ziz. Some sort of protrusion. And it doesn't have the shear, the requirements of Dalet al Dalet. So Rebbe is the one who does away with the requirement of Dalet al Dalet. But take a look at Tosfos. You can already anticipate his obvious question. Dibar Maskel Zorak, and he asks, V'im Tomar, Akati Tikshulacha, Dilma Nocha Hu Dlo Boy, Akira Boy. The same logic that led us to Rabbi Yosef's breakthrough applies even after Rabbi Yosef's breakthrough. Whether it's Rabbi Akiva, and we're going to say Rabbi Akiva does away with Hanocha, but who says that he would be Mekel in Akira? Or it's Rebbe who says that Ziz Kolshu is enough for Hanocha, but who says he does away with the requirements of Dalet al Dalet in Akira? So Tosus answers the following. You have to fast forward a little. Tosus says, V'yesh lomar, the sover of Yosef, the dafka kluta de Rebbe Akiva, the leka Hanocha klal, ikol mifrach, ha Akira boy, aval a Rebbe de boy Hanocha, El al gabi ziz kolshu who adin de lakira sagi bekolshu. Tosus postulates the following mathematics. In the framework of Rabbi Akiva, where there's no Hanocha at all, okay, Rabbi Akiva does away with the requirement of Hanocha, that's the svar of klut of Rabbi Akiva, but he should certainly require Akira. And yet Tosus says in the case of Rebbe, he requires not only an Akira but also Hanocha. The Chiddush of Rebbe is that Hanocha could be on a Ziz Kolshu without requiring Dalet al Dalet. We might as well extend that to the Akira as well. What we see clearly in Tosus is that fundamentally Rabbi Akiva Shita Klut Kamisha Uncha is not that
he has kluta and it's kemunach and so forth and so on. But rather Rabbi Akiva argues on the very basic premise that we need a maisa hanocha. He doesn't require a maisa hanocha. That's what Tosus means when he says the leka hanocha klal, according to Rabbi Akiva's kluta. Therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no requirement of a makom dalet al dalet because he doesn't require maisa hanocha, as we discussed. Because the requirement of dalet al dalet is a specific detail once you require a hanocha. What constitutes hanocha? But according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't need hanocha at all. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, we can now differentiate between akir and hanocha. Perhaps, although in the Maisa Hotzah, Rabbi Akiva doesn't require a Maisa Anocha, but he certainly would require a Maisa Akira. It's not enough that the object was removed from Rishus HaYochid, but rather there has to be a Maisa Akira from the Rishus HaYochid. There's a Makom, the Chafetz is Nimtza B'Mkomo, and he, the Motzi, does an Akira to remove it and uproot it from its place. Therefore, Tosa says that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara's logic is very compelling, namely that Rabbi Akiva might do away with Hanukkah, but who says he would do away with Akira? Akira defines the very beginning, the very essence of the Mais Otzah, to be Oker the Chafetz, and through this Mais Akira, you've taken the object out of its Makom, and you're going to relocate it in a different Makom. So Rabbi Akiva would certainly require Akira. When Rabbi Akiva says Klutavik Kvisha Uncha, he doesn't require Anocha, but that has nothing to do with Akira. But now we go over to Revi, and Revi agrees with the fundamental approach of the Chachamim that we need a Maisa Anocha, not like Rabbi Akiva, because he requires Anocha al Gabi Ziz Kolshu. It's not that he's waving his hand and doing away with the requirement of Maisa Anocha in Hotza. No, he requires a Maisa Anocha, but just he has this principle of a ziz kolshu. Basically, his argument is only with regard to a makom dalet al dalet, and therefore Rav Yosef insists that Rabbi Lishitaso, in being consistent, would not differentiate between an akira and anocha. If, as far as the ma'is anocha, which is a requirement, it's enough that he puts it down on a ziz kolshu, that itself qualifies as a ma'is anocha, then akira me'al gabi makom dalet should likewise qualify as a ma'is akira. If he had denied the requirement of hanocha, then we don't know what he would say about akira. Maybe he required an akira me'al gabi makom dalet al dalet. And that indeed is the logic of the Gemara as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned. Rabbi Akiva did away with Hanukkah, but there's no reason to say that he would do away with Akira or change the laws of Akira as we know them. But in the case of Rebbe, since Rebbe fundamentally needs Hanukkah, that's a basic requirement, and as far as Hanukkah is concerned, you don't need Dalet al Dalet. It's regulus to put it down on his is culture. It's the same logic should apply to Akira. He's requiring both Hanukkah and Akira. There's no reason why the same requirements of Hanukkah shouldn't apply to Akira. Only within the framework of Rabbi Akiva, who does away with Hanukkah, then you could make this distinction and say that Rabbi Akiva will b'chazos require whatever requirements we know to be so, whatever we recognize as far as Akira is concerned. And perhaps we can now shed a new light on Tosas Divra Masl Vidilma here, on the Gemara Vidilma Anocha Udalo Boy. Rabbi Akiva doesn't require Anocha, but Ha Akira Boy, he would require an Akira, and the Akira would have to be from a Makom Dalet al Dalet. Tosas deals with the following question: what's the logical reason to differentiate between Akira and Anocha? And we've touched on this, skirted on it in the past, but we never really got into this. After all, if the Gemara is postulating that according to Rabbi Akiva's Kluta, you could do away with Hanukkah, why is it a Dover Pashut, beyond question, that you need Akira? Where is the distinction between Akira and Hanukkah as far as Melech Sotzah is concerned? And Tosas answers, V'nira lefarish, deparich ha'akira boy, Shayu notlim mitevasan shahayu bahen dalet al dalet v'nosan liad osei hamalach. He says the following: that within the context of building the Mishkan, when a person would take an object and hand it over to the osei hamalacha, let's say they were the professionals who made the kelim or whatever they did, he would take it, he would remove it from a teva. That was where the object was permanently left. That's where it was put down. And this teva, these tevos were dalet al dalet. So the akira starts with an akira from dalet al dalet. And Tosa seems to assume that if we have this paradigm in the Mishkan of an akira me'agabi dalet al dalet, it must mean that that's the derech of melechas hotzah. As we saw in Rabbeinu Tam, dalet al dalet is a requirement because of the derech melechas hotzah. And the Re in Tosfos makes it even sharper, because the Re in Tosfos says it's not because of Regilus and Urche as opposed to Shelo Kedarko, but rather the Re holds that we derive from Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo. We read it as Al Yotzi Ish Mimkomo, that you can't take the object out of its makom. Is therefore the whole Malacha, by definition, is Akira Me'al Gabi Mimkomo. And therefore, it makes sense that according to all the different svaras of Tosas, we should differentiate between Akira and Anocha as far as Dalet al Dalet. The requirement of Akira me'al gabi Dalet al Dalet is a reflection, either if we go with Rabbeinu Tam's approach, of Urche, of the Kedarko of Meleches Hotzah, that we do a serious Akira, and that's what we saw by the people who would take it out of the teva, or if you will, let's go like the Re, al yotzi ish, a person should not remove the chefetz mimkomo. If that be the case, then even if one would assume under certain circumstances that you could have a hotso which has regilus without akira, which again Rabbeinu Tam would reject, says the Re, nevertheless there's an absolute requirement of an akira me'al gabi dalet al dalet. And that's because of the makom achefetz. The makom itself has to be dalet al dalet in order to qualify as a makom. That's the shirim in makom. And the akira is al yotzi ish mimkomo b'yom ha-shabbos. He's not allowed to take it out of its makom. And that's according to whether it is Rabbeinu Tam or the Re, all different justifications to the premise of the Gemara that you must have an Akira. And the Akira has to be Makom Dalet al Dalet, because otherwise it's not Regilus, or otherwise it's not Makomo Shel Chefetz to violate the Iser of Al Yotzi Ish Mimkomo. And therefore the Gemara is well justified in its Svara Vidilma Hanocha Hudlo Boy Akira Boy. And there is a great deal of room, of elbow room, to differentiate between Akira and Anocha. But Akira for sure requires Dalet al Dalet, otherwise it's not Regilus, or it's not within the purview of the Pasuk Al Yotzi Ish Mimkomo. And the way we explained it in Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Zorak, we can ask the question about Rebbe, if you remember. Rebbe, even though he does away with the requirement of Hanoch al Gabi Mokom Dalet al Dalet, and for him, a Mokom Koldu is enough, include the Kami Shehunchet. I'm sorry, in the case of, what I meant to say is the case of Ziz, that if Rebbe says that the Hanoch has to be al Gabi Mokom Kolshu, meaning a Ziz, and I apologize for mentioning Rabbi Akiva, I meant to say Rabbi. Mikomakom, nevertheless, the Hanocha does not have a din of Hanocha on Mokom Dalet al Dalet, because the Pasuk itself, Al Yotzi Ish Mimkomo, reflects the Akira. It doesn't reflect anything about the Hanocha. So we thought that, according to Tosus, there's a simple difference between Rabbi Akiva on the one hand and Rabbi. And with regard to Rebbe, just like Rebbe drops the requirement of Dalet al Dalet and Anochi, he would do so with regarding Akira. But now we're questioning that premise. The logic of Tosus is not compelling, because once Rebbe requires Anoch al Gabi Mokom Kol Shehu, which is in this case the Ziz, it could be that as far as the Anoch is concerned, there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet, and yet as far as Akira is concerned, you must have Dalet al Dalet. Either because that's the Darko Bekach, or that's the Mokom Shel HaChefetz Al Yotzi Ish Mimkomo. But the answer we believe is that the Gemara's distinction between Akira and Anocha here is that Akira requires a Mais Akira, Whereas Hanocha doesn't require a Maisa Hanocha at all, as we saw in Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, the Maisa Akira, which is fundamentally the essence of the Malacha, because that begins the Malacha, is an absolute requirement. And we need a Chal Shem Maisa Akira in order to make this Maisa into a Maisa Malacha. Hanocha is something else. Hanocha is the completion of the Malacha, the Gemar Malacha. When does the Malacha Sotzah complete itself? When does it terminate and it becomes a complete Hotzah? When there was a Hanocha. As far as Hanocha is concerned, Rabbi Kiva's Shita is that Kluta Kamisha Uncha is enough. You don't need a Maisa Hanocha. But it could very well be that as far as Akira is concerned, we must have a Maisa Akira. Because in contrast to Hanocha, which is just a Gemar Melecha Sotza, and that could be achieved with Kluta, Akira is the Tchilas Maisa Melecha. And there's an inherent and fundamental requirement of a Maisa Akira. And therefore, even though Rabbi Akiva waives the requirement of Hanocha, etc., nevertheless, he would still require Akira. Now, I saw in one of the Sfarim, they tried to explain the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe. And maybe if we get a chance, we'll try to come back to that. And we'll try to analyze this concept called a Gili Milsa. What I mean to say is that the Gemara thinks that if there's a requirement to Hanocha according to Rebbe, right, that was Al Gabi Ziz, then there's no reason to have a Kpeda of Dalet al Dalet and Akira that we don't have in Hanocha. Okay, we'll see if we can figure out what that Gili Milsa is all about. But now, let's talk about the Chachamim for a moment. They argue with Rabbi Akiva, they don't accept Kluta Gemisha Huncha. And it would seem that Pashtus is that the Rabbanan against Rabbi Akiva require Maisa Hanocha. And that itself engenders the Chal Shem Malacha of Melech Sotzah. Therefore, the Hanocha has to be Al Gabi Karka. It's not enough to say Kluta Gemisha Huncha. That would make sense if you didn't require Maisa Hanocha, but the Chachamim require Maisa Hanocha. The only problem is that this Svara of Rabbi Akiva of Kluta Kamisha Uncha is not limited to Melech Shabbos. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Amid Beis quotes the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan with regard to a Kinyan Chatzer. Let's say you have an object that is flying through so-and-so's Chatzer. Is it Kamisha Uncha? And it would seem from the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ayin that there's really a double Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan. Number one, the Rabbanan are requiring a Maisa Hanocha Al Gabi Karkim from Leches Hotzah, and that's a unique halacha in Hotzah. And number two, the Rabbanan never accepted the klal of Kluta Kamisha Uncha Davi, not here in Shabbos to be Mechayiv in Leches Hotzah, nor in Mesechta Bava Kama in Kinyanim with regard to a Kinyan Chatzer. We need for a Kinyan Chatzer a Hanocha Al Gabi Karka. So both in Shabbos, where you need a Maisa Hanocha, and therefore it's got to be Al Gabi Karka, and as far as Kinyan Chatzah is concerned, where the object has to be found on the Chatzah itself, on the Karka of the Chatzah, is we don't apply, according to the Rabbanan, these new Svaras of Chlutu Kamishun Chanami. And this is a bit strange, because the way we've been saying it until now, the reason why Rabbi Akiva holds Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami is because he doesn't require Maisa Hanocha for Meleches Hotzah. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, require Maisa Hanocha, meaning Hanocha Gabi Karka for Meleches, to qualify as Meleches Hotzah. The object has to be relocated on the Karka in order to be a Chashiva Hotzah. And the Rabbanan would simply require Maisa Hanocha. I mean, again, what I'm trying to suggest here is that at the face of it, the Machlok Shin Chachomim and Rabbi Kiva regarding Kluta is unique to Meleches Hotzah. I mean, to engender another Machlok is relevant to Kinyan Chatzah is a little bit odd, because they are debating Meleches Hotzah. What defines Meleches Hotzah? Is it made up of different Maisim? Mais Akira, Mais Hotzah, Mais Hanocha? Well, no. Hanocha is nothing more than the Gemar Melacha. And then Afkamina is whether or not you need a Mais Hanocha, whether or not you need a Mais Hanocha Gabi Karka. So the Rabbanon require it, and Rabbi Akiva does away with it. He sees a different understanding of Hanocha, which in Melechah Shabbos as a Gemar of the Hotzah, but not as a Maisa Mechayev, not a Maisa Veir of Hanocha. That's a unique Shabbos Halacha of Kluta Kamisha Huncha. Why does the Gemara feel that it is justified in universalizing the machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon beyond the confines of Meleches Hotzah and Hilchos Shabbos and apply it to a Kinyan Chatzah? That's a difficult sugya. I want to go back to Tosus here on Daf Dalet, Dibra Maskel Da Amrinon, in which he quotes the Ri. You see where it says Viodo Mari. He says, the East Savar Kamisha Huncha Damya Lohavi Motzi Yolif Zorek Mimoshit the Lodamya Klal the Cave of the Kamisha Huncha Damya Havi Zorek Lomalami Asora Kiz Zorek Mirshus Hayach Levakum Tur Uvimakum Tur Mirshus Hayachit Velodami Klal Lemoshit Shumirshus Hayach Lushus Hayach Lushus Rambemza. In other words, what role does the Rishus HaRavim play? Well, there's a fundamental difference here between Moshit and Zorek. In the case of Moshit, you extend the object, you stretch out your arm and extend it from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. The precondition in Chiyuv Moshit is that he's got to bring it past, or through, I should say, a Rishus HaRav Ba'emtza. But to say that that is similar to Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami, that doesn't make any sense, because Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami means we need a Hanocha in that Rishus HaRabim, and since it's Lamala Miyud, it's a Makom Tur, you're taking it from Rishus HaYachid to a Makom Tur, and from a Makom Tur to Rishus HaYachid. So therefore Tosus says that if we accept the opinion of Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami, then we cannot derive Zorek from Moshit, because Zorek is going so much further than Moshit. Zorek is establishing that through Kluta Kamisha Huncha, it's Munach not in a Mokum Tur, but rather in a Mokum Chiyuv. We derive Zorek from Moshit. In the case of Moshit, he's chai for a hotzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, just has to be mavrid derech Rishus HaRabim. But here, in the case of Meleches Zorek, what we really need is a Hanocha. And where's the Hanocha here? The Kamisha Huncha Dami is above Yud Tfachim, which in Rishus HaRabim is a Makom Ptur. Now, if you look at Tosi Shanin, he writes, V'eino hochacha d'lo amar klutak mishahuncha dami el lahachmir. D'ilahakil nami omro is in Cain, Zorik galanamis, b'shusarab mehechimish kachesla. So Tosi Shonim is saying the following, that in klutak mishahuncha dami, we're only going l'chumra, and it doesn't apply l'kula. If we would apply it lakula to pater him up, then every case of Zorek Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, which is one of the main malachas of Hotzah, would be pater. Because Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami. The answer is that Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami is only, we can only activate that principle in order to establish a chiyuv. We can't use that to be mekil for someone who really is chayav. And if you look in the Rajba, he brings the Tos Yishanim and he asks the following kash. He says, "V'ena mechuver b'enai, dola inyan gittin nami amru kein b'perikat cheles." We are going to use Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami if he throws the get into a chotzer, even if later on it gets destroyed and never reaches the ground. Well, Hassam, my chiyuv iku, my ptur iku. How can you tell me that we're using klutik mishuncha in this direction or that direction? It's only lahachmir. It's only lahakel. And the Rashba is really attacking the Tosis Yishanim. He understands that according to Tosis Yishanim, Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami, yes, but it's not a complete, absolute Hanacha. And therefore, that Hanacha Sheni Gemura is meaningful as far as Chumra is concerned and as far as Kula. So the Rashba says, how can you deal with these categories of Chumra and Kula when the Gemara applies Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami for get? I mean, get is lakula, to say that the get is chal, because kluta kamisha unchadam, it's as if she received the get. So therefore, the Rashba leaves this Tosis Yishanim really hanging. You know, the Tosis Yishanim principle that kluta kamisha unchadam is only lahachmir, but not lahakil, is very difficult. However, let's take a look, Heyamid Beis in the Sugi Ben Azai. He holds mahalka ome dami. And Tosus says in the name of the Yerushalmi that Ben Azai would lead us to the conclusion that a person could never be chayav for Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRavim. He carries the Dalet Amos. We know that that's one of the malachas of Hotzah. But Yeyosa Kamisha Huncha Al Kol Amav Yamav Yipoter. Why shouldn't it be as if he made Anocha on every Amav, the four Amos, and he should be Potter? Where do you have, according to Ben Azai, a chiyuv for Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRavim? So, if you take a look, he says, "Umishane mishkachas lebekofetz." That the only possible scenario in which you could be chayiv for Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRavim, according to Ben Azai, is kofetz. There was no klut to kavisha huncha. Now, Tosus himself writes that Vashas Didan lo chashiv le pircha ki de'omer ba'zorek de dalet amos b'shus harabim hilchasa gmir lo u'lahachi lo makshi Allah. So in order to justify, according to Ben Azai, how can you possibly chayef avoris dalet amos b'shus harabim, Tosfos invokes the principle of hilchasa gmir lo. And therefore, the Gemara never even raises this question. Then Tosfos says, "V'chein kluta k'Rabbi Akiva afal gav de kemisha uncha dami bezorek dalet amos b'shus harabim chaya v'lo amrinon kemisha uncha toch dalet amos b'shus harabim." If a man throws an object dalet amos b'shus harabim, he's chayav. But the question is, according to Rabbi Akiva, we should apply the principle of kemisha uncha dami. And therefore he would not be chayev. So it comes out that Tosfos is saying that both according to Ben Azai and according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't apply the principle of kahun chadami in order to undermine the malach of Dalet Amos, because Dalet Amos is just a rabbin's a hilchus a gemirle. And therefore the Gemara is never even going to raise the objection. According to Rabbi Akiva, how can you say kluta kamisha unchadami, you'll never be chayav for dalet amos? The answer is that that itself is a hilchasa gemirle. Now, what about kluta according to Rabbi Akiva? Of course, we apply the principle according to Rabbi Akiva of kluta kamisha unchadami. But what about the case of zorik dalet amos b'shus harabim chayav? We don't say kamisha unchatoch dalet amos b'shus harabim. It's clear that both Tosfos and the Rashba, as we mentioned earlier, are operating within the framework of Hilchasa Gemirle. And that's going to be the source and the origin for a Chiyuv Havaris Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRavim in Zorek. Whether you take the case of Zorek according to Rabbi Akiva and you don't say Kamisha Huncha Domi, Kluta Kamisha Huncha Domi, or if you take Rabbi Akiva's principle of Mahalik Ka'omi Domi, we don't say it's as if he stopped and chopped up the Dalet Amos, there's a Hilchasa Gemirle. And perhaps that's what the Tosfos Yishanim means. He says to make a distinction between lechumra and lekula in the halacha of Moshe Mi Sinai of mavir dalet amos b'shus harabim, We're not going to apply the principle of Kluta Kamisha Huncha. We're not going to apply the principle of Mahalik Omed, Dummy. Those principles were not included in the Hilchasa Gemirale of Dalanamis Bishusarabim. And therefore they're outside the pale of Dalanamis Bishusarabim. They don't have any impact. The only problem is that in the Tosi Shonim, according to their opinion, that we say Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dummy Lechura but not Lekula. And l'chora, we should apply that same logic to Ben Azai and say, well, it's only l'chumra, not l'kula. And therefore, we don't understand the hanocha, the premise of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi's question was, al daiti de Ben Azai, eino de mischayev al taladamas v'shusaram li'olam. Well, why do you have a problem with taladamas according to Ben Azai if we're assuming that there is a Hilchasa Gemirale, and that's the reason why you chayv for Dalanamas Shisaramin. But perhaps we have to suggest the following. According to Ben Azai, Mahalik Ka'omei Domi, that means every time he takes a step, we judge it as if it's a beginning of a malacha, of an Akira, and every time he puts his foot down, that's considered anoch al gavei aretz. Rashi, in interpreting Ben Azai and Ksubas, he says, Akiras kol psia havi akira, vanochas haregel havi anocha. If this be the case, we could justify the kash of the Yerushalmi. Because if every time he puts his foot down, that's called anoch, every time he takes his foot and moves forward, that's called an akira, then there's no logical reason to differentiate between Kula and Chumra in the Tosi Shonim's frame of reference. Yerushalmi is right. Mavrid Dalanamis Chisarab Mehechim Mishkachasle. And the Yerushalmi comes over the Kofates. As far as Kluta Gemisha Huncha Dami, Tosi Shonim would hold that there is no Anoch at all, as we discussed at great length. Rabbi Akiva doesn't require a Maisa Anoch. Rabbi Akiva holds that in Melech HaSotzah you don't need a Maisa Anoch at all. And even though the object itself is still being moved and relocated, changing its position, its place from one place to another, nevertheless, we still, according to Rabbi Akiva, assume it's niklat birshus haramin. And that din klita is only in rishus harabim, and it doesn't apply rishus hayochid. In rishus harabim, it's considered as if it's munach birshus haram through kluta, but he doesn't require a maisa anoch at all. And the Tosi Shonim wants to make this distinction between chumra and kula, because he wants to say that Rabbi Akiva's principle was lechumra, meaning to be mechayef him even without a maisa anoch, but lekula to say that therefore it's considered as if it's nach and it breaks up the havaras daladamis. Is that kula? Rabbi Akiva doesn't say. The din of Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami doesn't have the power to be mevatel a mulacha that exists. In other words, if he's being mavir v'shus harabim, Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami cannot remove that havaras v'shus harabim. The purpose of Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami is to remove the requirement, to alleviate the requirement of a maisa anocha. And therefore, in the case of Mavir Dalanamis Shusarabim, we don't care if it's Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami. That principle has no relevance. At the end of the day, the Malacha continues. And when he passes Dalanamis in their complete form, in Rishus Harabim, he's Chayv Mishum Mavir Dalanamis Shusarabim. That has nothing to do with Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami, which means you don't need a Maisa Anocha. You could be Chayv without a Maisa Anocha, but to break up his Havaris Dalanamis Shusarabim through Kluta, that's totally irrelevant to Rabbi Akiva. So it means that Tosi Shonim is not really differentiating between Lechumra and Lekula. Because, you know, there's an incomplete Hanocha, like we saw in the Rashba. But rather, there is a Kabbalah Gemura versus Arabin. It's really a hanocha. The Rishus Rabbim accepted the chayfetz and it's nach. They just, you don't need a maisa hanocha. That's the chiddush of kluta kavisha unchadami. And therefore, to say on the flip side, lahakel, and will be mafsik his hotzah when he completed it, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't fit into the perspective of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is that from Alechas Hotzah, it's enough that Rishus Aram was makabel, so to speak, the object. You don't need a maisa hanocha. And therefore, when it comes, for example, to get, all you need is a kabbalah in the chatzer. And therefore, kluta kamisha hunchadami could apply. But we're not going to say kluta kamisha hunchadami to break up a hotzah, to break up a havara. The havara continues. And what are you going to tell me? Well, kluta, meaning there's nothing but a gemar malach over here. What do you mean there's nothing gemar malach? The malach is continuing. And therefore, that comparison makes no sense. Okay, Rabbi Osai, we'll stop here. Thank you so much.